Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. God bless you this morning. This is Steve Coleman. This week I would like to look at some of these hymns that we sing, some of the beautiful hymns of the church, some of the most encouraging words, some of the poetry that just somehow comes together in a way that lifts our souls up to the Lord. And how many of the great Christian themes are expressed so succinctly and so perfectly by the poetry of some of these hymns. And so I know many times we sing, I'm afraid that sometimes we sing a song, we sing a hymn, and maybe our mind is a 100 miles away and we're not really thinking about the text that we're singing. But I'd like you to be impressed here this morning and through this week with what we're really saying to God and to ourselves. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Have you made that commitment today and every day? You know, the Lord told us to take up our cross daily. The cross is the cross of the crucifixion of the flesh, the crucifixion of self. And so often, self is what's allowed to live in the expressions of Christianity in the church today. Maybe we should call it churchianity. Maybe we should call it religion. I'm not sure. But if self is allowed to live, then Jesus Christ isn't Lord. And so even just singing the word Lord is a hypocritical thing to do if self is on the throne. But here we have, Lord, have thine own way. And it's interesting to me how many times in this short hymn, that's the heart cry of the hymn writer, is, Lord, I want you to have free course in my life. This is a surrender. This is a position of yieldedness to God. This person can truly state the testimony that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Have we recognized that here this morning? Do you recognize that? That it's Jesus Christ that molds and shapes and forms us, and he transforms us into his own very image. We are changed from glory to glory as we behold the face of the Lord. So let us behold the face of the Lord and be transformed from glory to glory. Let us be like the clay in the potter's hand. So then the hymn writer says, mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded, and still. And there's two aspects of that stanza there that just stand out as clearly the position we need to be in. We need to be yielded to the will and the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that yieldedness means that if Jesus says it, if Jesus teaches it, it is the rule of authority for our lives. There is no more question. There isn't going back into the Old Testament and questioning it, but rather there is this simple agreement, this simple acknowledgement that yes, Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is worthy to be able to tell me, and yes, this is the direction that my life will go. And then the other is still. While I'm waiting, yielded and still. And what a powerful combination of words. Yielded to the will of God, and yet still in the things of this world. Too often, I confess, and I'm certain that each one of us can, that the busyness of this world, the lack of stillness, causes us to not be yielded and hearing the will. And we can plunge forward and go forward, and we're not doing the will of God. We're not walking in the ways of the Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord for his mercy in those circumstances, but let us return to the will of the Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Now, is that the heart attitude of your heart this morning? Oh, may it be for each one of us that as we serve the Lord Jesus, it's with this humble, bowed heart and the willingness, the openness of heart. I've heard it expressed, and I'm sure you have as well, of the closet in the closet in the house of the heart. And do we have a closet? The door is closed and locked, and we can't allow the Lord to go in there and search it out and clean it up. If that's the case, beloved, this morning, get it clear. Get it to the place. It doesn't matter if you have to pull over, if you're on your way to work, and you have to pull over and you have to make a confession to Almighty God. He knows what's in your heart anyways. Just because that door is closed doesn't mean that God can't see it. He sees everything. I thought about using that song this morning, but I didn't. I chose this one instead. And God can see. He knows what's in our heart. He knows the very thoughts that we have. Lord, thou hast searched and seen me through. Thine eye commands with piercing view. That was my other thought for this morning. And this is the same idea, you know, only here it's with a yielded heart. It's with a heart that says, amen. God, I want you to clean these things up. Oh, what a refreshing time we would have if every day that would be the heart cry that comes forth out of us is, clean up, open up the hidden recesses, the smallest places in my heart where I have something that I'm holding back, and I want to yield it to the will and the heart of Almighty God. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have you ever felt like you're wounded? Have you ever felt like you're hurt? Have you ever been crossed by somebody else? Have you ever been taken advantage of, smitten, afflicted? Do you sense that you're like a man of sorrows, taken advantage of, and people have tread on you? Maybe they've been hypocrites in your presence. Maybe they've put you under a standard they won't suffer to be under. I don't know, but if you're wounded and weary, you know, a smoking flax and a burning ember, he will not extinguish. You know, a bruised reed and a smoking flax, the Lord will not extinguish. And so that's the heart cry here this morning. While I'm wounded and weary, you know, help me, I pray. Power, all power surely is thine. So have thine own way, Lord. Straighten out my life. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Beloved, do you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you done begging and pleading and trying in the flesh to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you done imitating and maybe trying to put on tongues? I don't know. But do you really, really desire the presence and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost? There is only one way. This hymn writer knows the way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Have you given the Lord Jesus absolute sway? This is not a trivial question. This is not a light question this morning. But the question is, have you surrendered everything? Have you yielded? Have you taken your hands off? Have you said, yes, Lord? This morning, I had a blessed opportunity to exhort and encourage some dear people on the subject of that treasure that was hid in a field. And have you seen the salvation which God hath wrought and brought into your life? You know, at some point, we all experienced that same thing as that man walking through a field, you know, and the field maybe was strewn with rocks, maybe it was an ugly field, maybe it's a field you don't want to be in, maybe it's your life that you didn't want to have, maybe it's the sins and the failures and the disappointments and the, you know, it didn't turn out the way you wanted. Maybe you're walking in a field of posies, you know, roses, and everything is good, but there's a point at which you see that here indeed is a treasure worth having. Have you seen the Lord Jesus this morning as a treasure worth having? If you've experienced that he is a treasure worth having, worth more than anything else you possess. And that's the key to that passage, you know, that person that walked in the field and found that treasure and he hid it back. And he went out and he wanted to possess it lawfully. There's only one lawful way to possess that field, and that is to go forth and sell out all that you have. Go and take an inventory, beloved. Go and get alone with God and go through your life and look at your aspirations and your ambitions and your pride and your career and your walk with God and all of these things, your reputation and the things you possess, your houses and lands and bank accounts, and yes, indeed, even your relationships, your parents and your spouse and your children, and look through it all and be ready to place all of it on the altar, to surrender all of it, so that God can say, I'm peeling this away, I'm taking that away, I'm leaving this in your life. And whatever it is that God says, rejoice evermore, beloved, because if you have said, hold o'er my being absolute sway, then you have opened up the way. Now, finally, beloved, your heart is prepared and ready to receive the Holy Ghost. And then the songwriter says, fill with thy spirit, fill with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Do you want to be known as a sanctified believer? Then you must surrender all and allow the Lord Jesus to have his way in your life. So God bless you. I hope you're inspired this morning. If you'd like to leave a message for the Fountain of Life Ministry, you can use mailbox 99 and leave a message. And I do thank you for joining us. And I do look forward to sharing more of the blessed hymns of the church this week. So God bless you.